Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us in the studios today we have Laura Thomas, who works for Prairie 5 Community Action Council, and Laura is going to tell us a little bit about her Live Well and Age Wisely program that's coming up, and give us a little background, Laura. Tell us about the program.
Yes, well, thank you so much. I'm sure excited to share about the Live Well, Age Wisely groups that will be starting in Dawson and Madison this month in March. A little background is, in 2019, I gave a presentation in Canby for the Alzheimer's Association. And the feedback that I had from the older adults that came to the presentation was, wow, this was great information. Wouldn't it be wonderful if there was maybe a monthly meeting where we could get together and learn what's new or what's happening in different aging topics, what kind of conversations are happening out there. So I said to myself, well, I think that's a wonderful idea too. Let's try a Live Well, Age Wisely group. And so what that looks like is, well, we all gather together. And when I say we, it really is open to the community, to surrounding areas, typical age of people that come to the group. Gosh, we've got ages 60 up to 90 some years old. We just celebrated a 95th birthday.
60, those are kind of youngsters. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, Maynard, I always say that we all have something invested in living well and aging wisely.
Yes, we do.
And the speakers that come and share information for the groups, gosh, I find that I learn a lot of wonderful information from them as well. So typically, as the group begins, people come in and we always have coffee and wonderful treats available. And we also have a time for socializing and connecting and just kind of enjoying ourselves. I do like to invite a speaker, a local expert, or maybe a regional expert to come and talk about or share their expertise on an aging topic. So some of the speakers that we have to look forward to in our Madison and Dawson groups are, we will hear from law enforcement on what are some of the biggest mistakes that he sees with scam and fraud, and we'll also get to hear his perspective on aging and what he sees in his profession, what he would like some of the older residents to know. If only I had a microphone and I could tell them this. Well, here is the speaker's opportunity to do that.
Right, great. So connecting people to the community.
Absolutely. There are so many resources and opportunities that I have come to realize people just aren't aware of. So I hope this will be an opportunity not only to hear from expert speakers, but to connect with each other, to enjoy ourselves and have a good time, to learn about some of the resources that Prairie 5 offers. There's so much out there. Here is a wonderful, enjoyable clearinghouse of information, and I sure am excited to get these started.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I know we've done some surveys recently, and one of the things we found out was done through the city, I believe, that a lot of people weren't aware of a lot of the volunteer activities and things that were in their community, mm-hmm. and opportunities for to get them to get involved. So mm-hmm. this sounds like a great way to connect people with those opportunities and let them notice what happens in the community.
That's right. There are so many. Even a lot of people aren't aware that the Prairie 5 Rides program has a route that goes to the cities twice a week. Community action, we really believe in connecting with our community and using each other as resources. So that's something else I would add. If people are listening and they say, gosh, here's a concern that I have, or here's a topic that I would like addressed, or here's a question that I have, I'm very open to any kind of feedback, because I feel like the more that we share our feedback and hear from each other, the better result that we end up with.
All right. Well, tell us, when are these sessions going to be held?
Sure. So I have found that it's easiest to choose a day and time in the month and keep the monthly meeting set at that day and time. So after speaking to some residents, I learned that the second Monday of each month would be a great day that most people seem to have some availability.
Okay.
The group, the Live Well, Age Wisely group in Dawson, will meet at the Dawson Public Library at 9:30, and then we will meet in Madison at 1:30, and that will take place in the lower level community center in Madison.
And this month, that happens to be on March 14th.
That's correct. So it's coming up soon. Grab your calendar, get Monday, March 14th, saved. If you're in Dawson or that's an easy location for you to reach, it's at 9:30. If you're in Madison and the surrounding area, it's at 1:30.
All right. And of course, if they have any questions, a lot of times people lose track of phone numbers and things, but they can always call the radio station / chamber office here, as we have kind of keep all of this information handy here. And we've been telling you about your program on the community calendar every morning here on Q92 and things, and we run a few messages for you, I know. So no excuse to not know about it and to not spread the word.
Spread the word, and I sure hope you'll come out and check it out. I like to have a good time, and I have found that people that come to the group seem to enjoy themselves and come back again, so I'm really looking forward to sharing this Live Well, Age Wisely opportunity in Madison and Dawson.
Okay, well, Laura, we appreciate the information. Again, that's coming up on March 14th this month, Dawson Public Library at 9:30 a.m., and the Madison City Hall Lower Level Community Center at 1:30 in the afternoon. And what's your phone number again if they need to find you?
My direct line is 320-226-8861. You could also give the outreach office, Prairie 5 Outreach Office in Madison, a call. You could give the main office a call, and they'll make sure that we get connected.
Okay, and one thing we wanted to put in a plug too, how's the program funded? Where's your funding come from?
Oh, great. Thanks for asking. This project was made possible in part under the Federal Older Americans Act through an award from the Minnesota River Area Agency on Aging under an area plan approved by the Minnesota Board on Aging. And it's also paid for in part by the Southwest Initiative Foundation.
All right.
So a lot of wonderful partners.
Yep, and some good groups there.
Yes.
All right. Laura Thomas with Prairie 5 Community Action Council speaking about Live Well, Age Wisely here on Q92. Thanks, Laura.